I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I don't think he's really flashed yet because he's just trying to be in the right spot right now and make the right call. The safeties have a lot of communication, but I haven't seen him make a mistake yet with the communication. He looks really good as an athlete. And, you know, with our Darius' situation, it's a lot on his plate right now. So he's going to have to step up, but that's why we drafted him in the first round.
I have no problem with this guy, Stark, starting as your safety from day one. By the way, that's from May. Harbaugh talking about his young draft pick. I got no problem with it, man. This is a different world now, man. People, well, he's a rookie. Man, stop. I love the way he answered the question about the preparation, the speed of the game. For a bunch of people who don't cover college football, he says, man, I went to Georgia. Yes. I went to Georgia. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but, yeah. You know, pretty good defense, pretty good offensive players. You know, stop with this. There's such a big difference. It depends on where you go. It all depends. I don't mean any harm, but he didn't go to Boise State. He didn't.
No.
You know, where you got one NFL player on that offense. He went to Georgia, where he's playing. There's more NFL players on that team than there is in some conferences.
But think about it. How many guys can. Where did Josh Allen play? Wyoming?
Josh Allen, Wyoming.
Yeah. How many guys made the NFL from that team?
Well, I mean, I know it's ACC, but how many NFL players on Lamar's team at Louisville?
Right. Yeah.
How many NFL offensive players on his team? Hmm. I mean, this guy played against. I have no problem with him coming in day one being a starter.
Yeah, I think that's just old thinking. I don't even know why they do that because it's not a big leap for a lot of guys coming out of college. You see so many guys. This is not like baseball.
Well, first round
it takes
picks,
them a long time.
Unless you're a quarterback in some situations, are expected to come in and contribute. Have an impact and contribute right away. Why would you not expect Starks to be a starter in this situation? Like he was highly regarded. There were a lot of people that thought it was. It's unfair that he fell to the Ravens, but look, that's what happens a lot of times with these safeties. And when you can get impact ones, and they may have two of them now. And we talked about it. They make a move for Jair or Jalen Ramsey. They could have number one picks at all five defensive back positions. And you think of, if you add in a nickel corner, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man, the talent that's here. And again, we'll keep talking about it. Like, we always ask that question, is it Super Bowl or bust?
It is.
Yeah. And Malachi Starks coming in, you're hoping he's a starter right away and can help. And it's not a situation like Matt Elam started right away, didn't he? And that didn't turn out well. No? Oh, you won't bring him up?
Let's not bring him up.
Okay.
You know I didn't like him from the beginning.
I did.
I had an All-American vote that year. I think it was two of us who didn't vote for him. I thought he was one of the most overrated players in college football, let alone didn't think he was going to be in it. I didn't like that. And you know me, Jeremy. I got no problem telling you when I'm wrong because – I've been wrong. I mean, I was wrong on our safety now, Kyle Hamilton. But I was dead on Matt Elam. I did not like that cat, man. I didn't think he was an NFL guy. I didn't think he was an SEC. I didn't think he was a top dog like an SEC. He, to me, reminded me of the guy that had great players around him, and he just ate. He ate off of everybody else's plate.
Yeah. Matt Elam, the thing I always remember him for is that I got invited to play in that charity kickball game at Ripken Stadium. Mm-hmm. I was the last pick in the draft by Matt Elam. And I looked over and said, the hell are y'all doing? I know I look like a chubby white dude.
No, you
there was
you
the only one person dude. They should have. Well, yeah, that's fair. There's only one person they should have picked over me, and that was Sam Cook. That's it. Oh, it was better than everybody out there. All of them. We won. That made me feel good, though. They picked the ladies over.
Jeremy has a lot of Al Bundy in them. You ever notice that?
Hey, four touchdowns, Polk High football.
He's got a lot of Al
that
Bundy.
That was in one game. Four touchdowns.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Hey, man, you ain't got much to brag about. I told my son, I said, it gets very, very old quick talking about how good you used to be. It's the only thing you got left.
Springsteen wrote about it, man. Glory days.
Oh, that's what that's about?
Yeah, I think so.
Pass you by.
Yeah. I think, yeah, Glory Holes. Who wrote that one?
Jeremy Kahn.
Oh,
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. Yeah, Jerry Jones wrote that. I mean, do you think they made enough moves right now? Let's say they don't get Jair. Have the Ravens made enough moves right now to say the defense is better this year than it was last year? On paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the addition of Green, to me, makes him better.
Pass rusher.
Yeah.
I think the addition of Starks, too.
Well, Starks we just talked about. That's why I didn't mention. But, yeah, the addition of Green just made him that much better.
I think if you look at this team from last year and what they accomplished, and now the key is staying healthy. Because as soon as you have injuries at one position.
Which means everybody gets hurt.
Though. Yeah. It just, for whatever reason, it's like, oh, somebody's sick in the picker room. Wide receiver room? Why don't the other two get sick as well? Now here we are. We're down. Yeah. You know, and usually it happens with injuries and not just an illness. But the fact of the matter is, you look at the Ravens defense, this is a solid unit. And I think they got better in the offseason with the additions of the rookies. We have to see the impact they're going to have. But you also have some other guys that are coming into contract years. Like, I'm really intrigued to see the way Owe plays this year. How many times do guys play out of their mind? And I saw a side-by-side picture of him when he came into the league, and now he put on some mass, man. A lot bigger.
But does that translate to being better?
Well, I think it's lean. Yeah, I would say so, because guys that are getting to this point, I don't think you're getting out there and just adding weight and lifting over and over again at a pass rusher position. Maybe the offensive linemen, defensive linemen are adding weight. Like, they have to keep that weight on, right? And it's a little bit more difficult than what people would think. Like, you, how many linemen do you see that are like 340 pounds, 330, and then all of a sudden you see him a year later and it's like, he's 260? What happened? Or even some of the other guys, Matt Burke, Alan Faneca.
After retirement.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to. So it's keeping that weight on. There are a lot of guys that don't want to.
No, well, Burke was one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. I saw him, like, I think the year after he left, I had no idea who it was from a distance until I saw his face when he turned around. I was like, whoa.
Alan Faneca's the same way. Look him up.
I'm seeing him, but.
Oof. You don't even recognize these guys. But again, like, this is a team, if you're asking me, if you're just talking defense, that's fine. They're the best team on paper going into this season.
If they've been
by
there before.
By far.
They've been there before.
Let's see what they do.
Yeah. I'm tired of holding that title.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of holding that title, the best regular season team in the National Football League, or best team on paper in the National Football League. I'm trying to hold some real titles. 410-583-1057, that's the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I know we do this later on in the show, but I want to do it at least once right now. Happy birthday to a friend of the program, one of the greatest Oriole hitters of all time, Ken Singleton.
Yes,
sir. Happy birthday today, sir.
Happy birthday.
That's right, man, if you're listening.
Well, Kenny's got some events coming up, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Kenny always has some events coming. I mean, he gives back to the community so much.
So much so they said, hey, Ken, can you stop? Can you just take some time off and stop? No, he's the best. You ask him for anything, like the same thing. He'll send us a message about the guest bartending stuff. Just come on out. Not even asking you to guest bartend. Come on out and have a good time. And yeah, it's always a good time.
Yes, it is. So happy birthday, sir. 410-583-1057 is the number. Biceps Rockabaco will join us at 8:45. But on the other side, we go inside the film room with Kim McCusick up next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.